It is Wednesday morning. This is Infrastructure Week. Hashtag Build for Tomorrow is a bipartisan effort to make a crucial investment in our nation's various infrastructure systems a priority. They've been talking about it in Washington. They've been talking about it in Lansing. They've been talking about it here in Port Huron as well. Some 500 organizations joining forces and over 100 campaign awareness events taking place across the nation this week as part of Infrastructure Week. Joining us right now is the President of Transportation Trades Department of the AFL-CIO, Larry Willis. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Appreciate your joining us. And Edward Mortimer, Vice President for Transportation and Infrastructure at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Ed, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
A lot of momentum behind the investment in infrastructure, probably more than we've seen in at least a good 50, 60 years. Are you feeling optimistic about this?
We are feeling optimistic. I think, first of all, whenever you have one of the lead business organizations and one of the lead labor organizations in the country coming together and calling for the same thing, we should be optimistic. And, you know, look, we've got major problems in our nation's infrastructure and transportation systems. We have roads that are falling apart. We have thousands of structurally deficient bridges across the country. We have people that have given up too often on public transit because the service has been deteriorating because of lack of investment. The way to address these problems and to create jobs in addition is for the federal government to really step up to modernize how we are investing in our infrastructure system and our transportation networks. And that's why Ed and I are working so hard on this, not only this week on Infrastructure Week, but we do this all the time and have been for several years. But we do think, to your point, there is a moment in history here where we've got some optimism. We think we have some momentum on the issue, and we're going to push very hard for this Congress and the administration to come together and get something done that's real for America's workers.
You know, here in Michigan, we have some of the worst roads, I think, in the nation. And the big question for our legislature is, you know, how are you going to come up with enough money to fix the roads? And the answer back is, it's not just the money. We don't have enough people to fix the roads right now. Even if we came up with that magic number of dollars that it would take to improve our infrastructure, it's a long-term problem, one that is going to take some time and certainly a lot of labor to solve. What are we doing to get more skilled trades workers available?
Well, this is Larry Willis. Look, there is going to be a lot of needs out there, but let me assure you that if the federal government, for that matter, if folks in Lansing, you know, come to the table and do the right thing and make the type of investments that we're talking about here, the workers will be ready. The building trade unions in that state and, quite frankly, across the country have excellent apprenticeship programs and pre-apprenticeship programs. There are other training programs on the transit rail side that we are involved in that will make sure that we have a well-trained and skilled workforce. Unemployment is, there's no question, it's gone down. That's a good thing. But there are still, you know, workers that are ready to go out and take these jobs. And by the way, these are good paying jobs in both construction and operations. So from a labor moon perspective, I can assure you that America's workers will be ready here to go seize on this moment.
Yeah, how can local governments work with federal agencies? I always feel like there's this sort of disconnect where, you know, the local streets and roads and at the county level as well need help, and it's sort of like this chain that comes from Washington to the state capital to cities. How do local governments work with federal agencies to help improve their infrastructure needs?
Paul, this is Ed Mortimer at the Chamber. Look, infrastructure is a shared partnership. So it's a federal, state, local, and one of the things we're trying to bring to the table is, where it makes sense, let's try to see if we can bring some private investment. You know, there is no one solution to this problem, but I can tell you it starts with highways, transit, and bridges. You have to adjust the user fee. We haven't done it here in Washington in 26 years. You haven't done it in Lansing in about 10 years. Mm-hmm. It needs to happen, and so we're together in business and labor and supporting a variety of ways to pay for it. There is no one solution, but we got to put options on the table. What we're here today to say is, look, as business and labor, we're going to stand behind elected officials who have to make the right choice. No politician wants to vote to raise revenue for anything. And to be honest with you, speaking on the chamber's behalf, we usually want limited government, but this is something government has to do. We would not have an interstate highway system. We wouldn't have inland waterways without federal government leadership and investment. And so Larry talked to us earlier. We have a historic opportunity to bring the president and Republicans and Democrats here in Washington who fight over everything. This is an issue that can bring people together. And in spite of the partisanship that we see, and I know you see partisanship in Lansing as well, that this is an American issue. Every American will benefit from better infrastructure. It improves everyone's quality of life. From a business perspective, it allows us to compete in the global marketplace and really allows us to be 21st century. We are operating on a system that was built 60 to 100 years ago. Now is the time to actually modernize it. And so we're going to stand behind elected officials who make the right choice, and we're basically saying now's the time to act, and if you don't act, we're going to hold you accountable for your inaction.
I mentioned that this is Infrastructure Week. How can people get involved in the Build for Tomorrow movement? What can people do to become more active in following the infrastructure improvement needs here?
Well, there's great information on our website, ttd.org. That's the Transportation Trades Department of the AFL-CIO. You can follow us on Twitter at ttdafl-cio. And I would just say that, look, your listeners and others, what they should do is understand what's at stake here and go talk to your elected leaders about, you know, being stuck in these soul-crushing commutes, having to wait hour upon hour for good public transit, being delayed at our nation's airports. And those problems, I trust you, are only going to get worse if we do nothing here. So I would just urge your listeners that they can weigh in on this. There are tools out there to get smart on this issue and talk to your elected leaders. And that's how we're going to get this issue finally addressed.
Gentlemen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye.